It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
All right, we are talking sports again here on Catholic Sports Week. I'm Will Hampton, and, you know, with the weather breaking last week, we'll take some credit for it here at Catholic Radio, because last week we talked about golf, right? We had the Purgatory Golf Pro on, and then all of a sudden we got to 60 and 70 degrees, so we'll take some credit for that. Hey, Catholic Sports Weekly, we have a new underwriter. We always like that when a new underwriter steps up. And thanks to AAA Roofing in Indianapolis, longtime Indianapolis area family-owned business. Jim and Jerry Huntington really support Catholic business. And thank you, AAA Roofing, for supporting Catholic Sports Weekly. And you know what time it is. Boys sectional basketball. They are getting underway this week. Games on, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think all this week, so it's a great time. Love this time of year. Tournament basketball, there's really nothing better. Good luck to all the teams. Now, one sectional worth watching that we talked about last week is the 3A sectional 27. It's being hosted by Guerin Catholic this week. You've got Guerin Catholic, Chatard, Brebeuf, and Ritter all in that sectional. So if you're looking for a sectional to go watch and just see some of the area Catholic schools, that's a good one to go to at Guerin Catholic. I believe it starts Tuesday night. Congratulations to Warren Central. They are the girls basketball state champs in 4A. They won it this past week when they defeated Zionsville. So congrats to Warren Central. And, you know, the Lenten season here, sectional time, always coincides with tournament basketball. And Lenten season means it is fish fry season. One of my faves, of course, is my home parish at Our Lady of Grace. You know what? We even have a mascot.
We're here with Bob Becker at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. You're dressed like a shark, or is this a tuna? What is this that you've got on this costume?
Actually, the name is Gil, and this is a shark costume. Gil is my alter ego, and we do this to promote our fish fry at Our Lady of Grace.
And, of course, it's every Friday during Lent, 4:30 to 7:30 at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville on 191st Street. Now, if you're dressed as a shark, does that mean we're serving shark here? Are we serving shark?
No, nobody eats shark. No shark. We've got great fish. We got cod. We got baked. We got fried. We got all kinds of stuff, and we do have a drive-thru. So if you're in a hurry, just swing by through the drive-thru, get your food, and away you go.
Yeah, fish fries are a great way for a church community to come together. And it's also not just the people here at Our Lady of Grace, but there's people that come from all over, and they maybe take a good look at Our Lady of Grace and decide, you know what, that's a group, a fellowship I'd like to be a part of, perhaps, right?
Right. You know, our goal is to serve a great meal. And whether you're Catholic or just in the neighborhood visiting, we're going to welcome everybody. And Our Lady Grace is a very welcoming community, and we try and just serve a good meal.
Now, the Knights of Columbus, you're part of that here. And also, isn't it in conjunction with the Cicero Sacred Heart, or are those two different groups?
Well, they're different councils, but all the same organization. Several churches in our community obviously have Knights of Columbus councils, and Sacred Heart has a fish fry, too. I don't believe theirs is every Friday in Lent, but they've got a good product. And so, if you can't hit Our Lady of Grace, hit whatever Catholic church you can and support their fish fries during Lent.
What is it about Knights of Columbus that you like?
Service, fraternity, community, and just the brotherhood that we all share. It's a great group of guys that get together and just try and serve our local church, our community, spread the good word through our actions. And through that, we've been able to build our council in number as well as in our ability to serve.
I'm with Bob Becker of Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. The Knights of Columbus, like you said, it's a great way to serve, a great way to get involved. But also, I mean, this show, we're called Catholic Sports Weekly. A lot of Knights of Columbus guys are former athletes, and this is a way to be part of a team again, isn't it? There's something special about being on a team.
Exactly, and with any team and competition, there's other teams that we compete against. And every year, we try and get, for our council, the Star Council Award. You have to have so many hours of service and so many new members that we try and enlist. And really what's amazing is just through our activities, our involvement in our parish and our community, people are drawn to join us. And we've been able to get our star councils now 4 years in a row, and we're looking at 5, 6, 7. And so when you say we're a team that obviously competes every year to serve and also get that star award.
And a team that within the council, you really look out for each other, don't you?
Most definitely. We had a brother, Knight, who had some really bad health issues that he had to get through, and the Knights all worked together to help him, visit him in the hospital, help him just get through this difficult time. And we're there to help anybody. We've helped children in our community, not just Brother Knights. If there's a need and you're not able to meet that need, ask the Knights. We'll see what we can do.
Bob, thank you. And again, on the menu here at Our Lady of Grace for the fish fry, what kind of stuff can you come up here and eat?
So we got baked fish, very good fish. We got baked potatoes. We got French fries. We've got fried fish. It's a really good cod. We've got fish sticks. We've got mac and cheese. Pizza for the kids, cheese pizza, of course, that the, may not be interested in the fish, and applesauce and brownies, coleslaw, a great meal, a great bargain, and just come on out and enjoy.
And if they're driving by 191st Street, they just might see you in the shark outfit.
You bet. And if so, honk your horn and I'll give you a wave.
A fin?
You bet.
He is a funny guy, and looks even funny in the funnier in that shark outfit at Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. And if not there, go somewhere. As Bob said, there so many places have great fish fries, and I hope you get out and support your community, support the Knights of Columbus, and just have a good time. It's a great opportunity for fellowship, and most places, almost all of them, have great fish that you can enjoy during the Lenten season. Well, we're going to take a break. We're just getting started here on Catholic Sports Weekly. We'll have a special guest, a new guest, coming up when we continue after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com. It seems like nothing in life is simple. Remember when we set up Audio Now? You could simply dial a phone number and hear Catholic Radio Indy loud and clear wherever you were, right on your cell phone. Well, you can still do that, and the primary phone number is still the same, 641-552-5881. And even though we get around 2,000 calls every month, you never get a busy signal when you call. But because of volume and other issues, sometimes when you call, you get a message giving you a different phone number. If you get that message, write down the new phone number, or simply push 1 on your phone and we'll text you the new number. Then begin using that new number each time you call. It'll work best for your cell phone and for your cell phone carrier. Yeah, I know, that's a little bit of a hassle, but it's worth it. Clear reception of Catholic Radio Indy wherever you are. Doesn't use any data, doesn't tie up your phone, and is free if you have unlimited minutes. Remember the number, 641-552-5881.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton again. This show underwritten by a brand new underwriter, AAA Roofing, helping us out. Thank you, Jim and Jerry Huntington. Hey, it's my special pleasure to welcome our guest. And my first thought is, why'd it take me so long? We've been doing this show 5 or 6 months, and Ken LaRose from Butler University joins us. Ken, I should have called you maybe 6 months ago, right? Huh? What's going on? Why'd it take me so long? Huh?
Hey, better late than never, though, right? and I'm glad you did reach out. It kind of started over some coffee the other day, so I'm glad that we're talking this morning.
Now, your official title now with Butler, you're Assistant Athletic Director for Athletic Development. Am I right? Am I close?
You're very, very close. Associate Athletic Director for Development, yes.
So there you go.
Basically, my job is fundraising for the athletic department here at Butler.
Now, people know you, of course, you're a football coach. You played football at Butler, and then you became the coach at Butler back in the, we're talking, what, 80s and 90s, right, is when you were the coach?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the heydays, and I played here in the 70s, assistant coach here in the 80s, and then head coach basically in the 90s. And now back again in my current role here in, since, matter of fact, tomorrow, it will be 5 years since I'm in this role as a fundraiser.
Well, congratulations on that. There are so many great things going on at Butler University, and with you in that chair, the stuff that you do to try to fundraise to help the university, to help the athletic department. I know it's a tough job. I did it over at Marion University, and congratulations on your success. It's you have to have a real heart and a real feel for the university starting right away, right? That's I guess job description one is that you got to love where you are, and you sure do, don't you?
I think that's pretty accurate there, and I do. And no job is easy, but when you went to Butler, and I know so many people, and so many people know me, and I have a passion for what I do here, of helping people and helping the university, and but you know it's a team effort over here, and I tell people too that the success that we have in all of our sports, but especially our flagship sport in men's basketball, that makes our job a little bit easier when you do have success on a national level, and all of our sports, and I think since the basketball's had success, and you know the emergence of the Big East tournament and the Big East conference that we're all in, you know the water has raised all the tide here. So, good things are happening here at Butler University.
We're talking with Ken LaRose, the associate athletic director for development at Butler University, and a parishioner at Christ the King. When you were a football coach, we've talked a lot of leadership and a lot of how your faith kind of helps you make decisions. When you were coaching football and being, how has your Catholic faith kind of helped guide who you are as far as a coach and a person?
Well, first and foremost, I was raised from day one as in a Catholic system, and thanks to my parents for sending me to K-12 and all the way up, and consequently, my kids were all raised up at Chittard High School and went K-12, but I think that knowing that there's someone higher force that we all belong to, but I think the teachings that we've had over the years, from going through the sacraments to reading the Bible and studying the Bible, I think that's one of the best textbooks that anybody can have in life, and the lessons that the Bible teaches us and God teaches us, and I think as we get older too, we tend to, at least I don't, on my part, I think my faith has become probably more one-on-one with God, and not that the group setting is not important, but as I get older, I love to have that one-on-one conversations where maybe there's no in-between person.
Well, the prayer is so important, and that's, I think, that's
exactly
where, yeah.
And but there's so many lessons that the Bible teaches you that apply to everyday life, and we couldn't do this. We're not here by ourselves, and I think the attitude of gratitude is very important in giving back and thanking the dear Lord, because we're not here by ourselves. And there's a prayer that I say to myself almost every day, but especially in tough times, that it, Lord, help me to remember that nothing's going to happen to me today that you and I both can't handle. And I always keep that there with me, that I've got a partner here, and the Lord.
Yeah. Well, Ken LaRose from Butler University, thank you for that. And tell me how, we've talked to a lot of guys who are coaches, administrators, just business people who are busy. I mean, we're all busy. Our jobs take a lot of our life. Our family, of course, is paramount in our lives. But somehow you're able to keep faith and keep your relationship with God at the top of your list. When you're as busy as you are, when you have to travel like you travel, we'll talk about it in a bit, how have you been able to do that? How have you been able to keep it in the forefront?
Well, I think it takes discipline, and it takes effort to take the time to focus on God in silence. And I think when you set some time aside in the moments away from all the noise and the activity and be quiet before God, and listen to him, you know, in the stillness that God assumes that prominence in our lives and shows us that he will enrich our lives. So I think it's a focus. It's not always easy to take time out, but I think it's in those quiet times that you learn how important God is in your lives, and it's not always easy to do that, set that time aside.
Yeah, and I think at Butler University, Todd Licklider, a former coach, and he's a regular contributor here on our show at Catholic Sports Weekly, and we talk a lot about the Butler way, and a lot of about the Butler way is surrounding yourself with like-minded people, and that's a kind of a key to that whole university there, isn't it? Is there, when you're looking for someone who may come in to fill a role, when you're looking for student athletes who might come play for the Bulldogs, there's a Butler way, there is a like-mindedness that kind of drives almost every decision you guys make over there, isn't it?
Absolutely true. In the Butler way, it's a lot of different things, and it goes way back. And Barry Collier, your athletic director, really kind of coined the phrase, but it really started with Coach Hinkle, you know, our leader here back in 1928 when this place was built, and he came here in 24. But you look back over Coach Hinkle and the principles and the values that he distilled in his players over the years, and it was all about, the focus was about process and not about the outcomes, and the, you know, the outcomes will come, focus on faith and all those important principles. But yes, it's we're fortunate here to have a leader currently and over the years, but Barry Collier is very good about upholding the Butler way, and some people don't understand what that is, but to us, we cherish it and value it, and it's very important to us.
Yeah, it definitely is, and you can see it with anyone that's been connected with Butler University. Ken, tell me a little bit about we were talking the other day. Now, we're taping this show on Tuesday. It airs Tuesday and again on Friday, so it depends on which time you're listening to it here on Catholic Radio as to what the Butler week will be. But you guys are basically going to go into the Big Apple a couple times here this next 7 to 10 days, right?
Well, exactly. Today is Tuesday, and we're talking here about 10:30 at 3 o'clock. I board the team bus this afternoon, and we head to the airport. This evening we head to we fly into LaGuardia. We spend the night. I'll spend time in the city tomorrow visiting some alumni and shaking their hands, and then I'll go to the game at over on St. John's campus tomorrow night at 9, and then we fly right back out afterwards. We'll get back into Hinkle about 2 o'clock on Thursday morning. Then I'll come into the office a little bit. The student-athletes will go off into classes. And then Friday afternoon, we take off again and fly into Newark and play St. John's. So Friday, we go out, we get in Newark about 6 o'clock Friday. We play Saturday at 8 o'clock in New Jersey. Then I'll spend Saturday trying to visit some donors out there. But also, the Big Ten tournament, yep, is in New York City as well, and our friends at Purdue and our friends at Ohio State, Chris Holtman, we like to slip over there and catch a game if it's convenient. But then we come back late Saturday night, get into Hinkle early Sunday morning, and then Wednesday turn around and we take part in the Big East tournament.
Wow. that's quite the schedule. And like you said, with your role as Associate Athletic Director for Development for Fundraising, like you said, what you do is you talk to a lot of people who are thinking about Butler as a potential place to donate. And that's a tough job, but it sounds like you're locked into it. And right now, what's kind of the goal? Is it refurbishing Hinkle? Or what's kind of, when you're talking to people about helping Butler, what's the message?
Well, it's we are in the midst of a comprehensive campaign here at the university. So the university wide, we're raising money for the College of Business, the College of Sciences, some renovation and new buildings in the College of Education, and part of that campaign is athletics. We are trying to raise $15 million, and our priorities here in Hinkle are to air condition the arena, which I just found out the other day that throughout the Big East, Butler is the only school that does not have their main arena and a practice arena air conditioned.
Wow.
So we think that's important for the guys in the summertime and the camps and things going on there too. Plus graduation, we hold graduation here in May, and it could be a hot May sometimes, or yep. it could be a cold one. But we feel air conditioning is an important priority. Our practice gym, we're putting about $2 million into that. Our men's soccer locker room, we need some upgrades there. So, and then we're also raising money for endowed scholarships here in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
There is a definite correlation between having a winning program, which we do, not just in basketball, but throughout our department, and people like to be involved. So it is a hard job asking for money and securing that money, but when you win, it makes my job a little bit easier.
Yeah, well, the back-to-back run to the championship game in the NCAA tournament really kind of changed the landscape of Butler, didn't it?
No question. It put us on the map, and again, all of our sports have benefited from that. You know, our soccer coach can go in somebody's living room out in New Jersey or down in Florida, and nowadays it's like, yeah, we've heard of Butler before.
Mm-hmm.
And also our soccer team's making a name for itself, compliments of the Big East and the coaching that we get here and the recruits that we get. So, winning does a lot, and that 2010-2011 was a big boost for us.
Yeah, and people also, they still connect the movie Hoosiers, I'm sure. You probably have at least a person a day that walks into Hinkle and yells, Hickory! Yeah. I bet you get that about every day still, don't you?
Will, you're exactly right. I'll be down in the lobby of Hinkle, and I'll see somebody coming in or a group of people coming in, and they kind of look up into the ceiling and all that, and I'll go right up to them, and I'll say, this is your first time here, isn't it? They said, yes. And they proceed to say, now, is this where the movie Hoosiers was shot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and tell me where the locker room scene was, and show me where they tape measured the goal about being 10 foot and all that. People love, when they come into town, from all parts of the country, will make an attempt to get up here to Hinkle Fieldhouse, whether they have to cab it up here or Uber it up here, or there's a conference going on downtown. But we get many visitors throughout the whole year, and it's neat because we can tell the story. I can tell the story because I was a assistant football coach here back in 85 when that movie was being shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see kind of behind the scenes because I was a worker here.
Wow. It's neat, and just so much going right for you guys. And, Ken, I really appreciate what you're doing. And I know, like we said, you're a parishioner at Christ the King. And really just kind of appreciate the kind of guy you are. And that's important. That's all part of what you're doing now for a living, isn't it?
It exactly is. And I'm having fun. I'm kind of on the downside of my career, and I spent most of my career here at Butler University, which I'm very proud of, and all of my career in the Catholic faith, and of which I'm even more proud of.
I can't let you get away. Is this a Butler team that could make another run to an NCAA Final Four? Do you think so?
I think so. I think, you know, anything can happen. On any given day, we can beat anybody. You know, when we beat Villanova, we beat Ohio State, and those are the top teams in the country right now. So on any given day, and it's timing, it's matchups and things like that. I know the mindset of our team is we've got two more regular season games. And now, Will, you know, one thing too, the first 4 years in the Big East Conference, we've been one and done.
Yeah.
We have not won a Big East Conference game. So we hope to get that monkey off of our back and then go, pretty deep in the tournament.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you so much. And keep up the great work and keep doing what you're due to lead the charge for the Butler way. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. And best of luck in your new position as well.
All right.
Thank you.
That's Ken LaRose, the Associate Athletic Director for Development at Butler University. We're going to take a break. We have one short segment left as we continue here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Kimberly grew up without a dad and felt that deficit throughout her childhood. Hi, Kim Catola for Cradle My Heart Today. When a stepdad appeared, family upheaval followed and she became a runaway at 14. Then a teen mom at 17 and had an abortion at 19. Today she says, I was desperately crying out for love. Finally, at age 30, faith arrived through the prayer and preaching she found on Christian broadcasting, and she discovered her true identity in Christ as she began serving others. At a youth event she led, a pro-life presentation meant for the students broke through and started the healing journey of reconciliation after abortion. You can help save women and babies from abortion. Join us as we partner with preborn.com to provide an ultrasound for a woman in need for just $28. Visit preborn.com today or dial #250 and say keyword baby to save babies and souls today.
Hi, this is Barb Brinkman with the Promotions Department at Catholic Radio. I'll bet you know someone who owns or operates a business that could benefit from underwriting announcements here on Catholic Radio. Our listeners actively try to support the companies who support us. Give us a call and let us know who we should contact. We work with any budget. We can write and record an announcement, or they could record it themselves. For details, contact me at 870-8400. That's 870-8400, extension 12.
Again, thanks to our brand new underwriter, AAA Roofing of Indianapolis. Great company, great Catholic business, and I really appreciate their support here on Catholic Sports Weekly. And don't forget, with the weather turning like it is, I know we could probably get another little something before the year's done, but it is warmer, it is nicer, has me thinking golf, and I hope you're thinking golf too. The Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing, May 22nd, it's never too early to start thinking about that, or at least just get it on your calendar, May 22nd at Plum Creek, and a great golf course, fun to play. And if you want perhaps to get your team involved or maybe be a sponsor, we'd love to have people help us with whole sponsorships, just one thing after another. There's lots of things that you can help out Catholic Radio Indy by getting involved in the golf outing on May 22nd. The number to call, 317-870-8400, 317-870-8400, if you're interested in getting involved in the Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing on May 22nd. And why wouldn't you be excited to be involved with that? Again, thanks to our special guest this week, Ken LaRose. He's with Butler University, and it is tournament time for the Bulldogs. And he thinks, perhaps, could this be another year where they have a magical run to college basketball's championship? We will see, and we'll be watching here on Catholic Sports Weekly. And again, thanks to the fish, I guess he calls himself Gil, Bob Becker, who also joined us in the first half of the show from Our Lady of Grace. Get out there and support the fish fries. They are delicious this time of year. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.